Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's the Derek Andre Morning Show, and you are live listening. Well, I'm live. You're not live. Well, I hope you're live, because if you're not live, then I'm probably definitely talking to myself this morning. What's good? It's Thursday. Man, we are rolling through this week like we got on rollerblades and a jetpack. We got to get it done by Friday. You better hurry up, because you're slowly running out of time, all right? Time stands still for no one. That includes me. That includes you. All right. So, welcome to the Derek Andre Morning Show. We got a great show for you today, as always. You know, this is a show we try to do. On this show, we try to do a lot of uplifting stuff. We try to make sure that you remain encouraged and you have a fantastic, fantastic start to your day. All right. So, let me give a show breakdown, and then we'll give out some phone numbers and we'll get into the show. Basically, we come in, we greet you. We go into the shameless plug. After the shameless plug, we do our thought of the day. After the thought of the day, we get into the topic. After the topic, we take a short break. When we come back from the short break, we do my favorite segment of the show, which is the BOB report, which is about black-owned businesses. We recap, then we out of here. It's just that quick and easy. 30 minutes in and out. All right, so if you're tuned in and you want to be a part of the show, you can give us a call at 646-787-8125. That's 646-787-8125. If you want to be a part of the show, if you just want to sit back and listen, you can do that too. You know, we don't mind. We don't mind at all. All right, so let's jump right into it. First things first, let's do these shameless plugs. All right, so I have a YouTube channel. It's called Who is Derek Andre TV. You need to check it out and you need to subscribe. I'm going to start adding some new content very, very soon. I already have recent content on there. It's not one of those YouTube channels that you go to and everything on there is from 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. I keep it updated, but I think I'm going to try to change the projection of it, or the direction of it, not projection. Change the direction of it, and we're going to have some fun with that channel. Also, if you like to read, I have poetry books. So if you go to payhip.com/whoisderekandre, that's payhip, payhip.com/whoisderekandre, you can pick up my books. I have 4 books for sale. All of the books are fundraisers, and every book is $2.50. You ain't gonna get much else on earth for $2.50 that will be as entertaining as my book. So you need to pick those up. All right. Also, check out my blog at whoisderekandre.me. That's whoisderekandre.me. I'm always putting something on there. If you ever wanted to know what was going on inside this big old head of mine, that's one great way to find out. All right. That's whoisderekandre.me. You can also follow me on all the social media platforms. I'm on Facebook under Who is Derek Andre, Instagram under who_is_ Derek Andre. I don't know why they put it like that. And last but not least, you can find me on Twitter. All right. And that's I think that's actually Derek Andre 1024. But I'm out there. If you want to find me, you can find me. Next, mug cakes. If you have never had a mug cake, you need to try mug cakes. All right. They are delicious. Great, great cupcakes. Check them out online at muggcakes.com. That's muggcakes.com. Great. You can check them out on Facebook. Check them out on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. Mug Cakes is all over the place. We have not been able to get them delivered outside of Oxford yet, but we are working on that feverishly. So if you live in Oxford, however, you can order our daily specials. And if you want to know what the daily specials flavors are for the day, you need to check it out on the Facebook page or the website. All right. You can find it on those locations. All right. That concludes our shameless plugs of the day. All right. So let's get into our thought of the day. Let's see. Thought of the day. Our thought of the day actually does not come from me today. It comes from the movie The Power. It's an inspirational movie, motivational movie, and I think if you've seen it, you would enjoy it. It's actually a really good movie. It's a little old now, but it's actually a really good movie. So the thought of the day says, if you keep telling the story of being a victim, then those pictures play over and over again in your life. So if you continue to play the victim, you will always be the victim. So don't play the victim. All right. So what's the topic of the day? It does not necessarily have to do with you being a victim, but in some regards, it just might. Today's topic is, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? What scares you? What's stopping you from being successful? What is keeping you from pursuing your dreams? What is making you continue to live this mundane life that you may be living? What are you afraid of? Let me tell you, if you're saying I ain't afraid of nothing, you're lying. Everybody's afraid of something. Everybody, and I mean everybody at some point. Now, the difference is, do you let that fear keep you stagnant, or do you allow yourself to get beyond that fear? Which is it? Are you allowing the fear to just keep you frozen in place, or are you actually saying, you know what, I can overcome this fear. I can outdo this. I'm better than that. Well, let me tell you, I have struggled with fear for pursuing the things that I wanted to pursue my entire life. I have. I don't know where it came from. I don't know if it was something that happened to me in my childhood. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I have struggled with fear of doing the things that I wanted to do, because I was always afraid of what people might think, or would they think that I'm funny, or would they think that I was entertaining. You know, I had fears about doing this show. You know, will people tune in and listen? Will they think that what I'm saying is relevant? You know, or, you know, will they listen to me, or should I do this? And you know, when I started my production company, you know, and I got here, I still struggle with fears. Are they gonna think that I'm capable of producing this? And up until recently, you know, in my later years, I allowed those fears to really prevent me from actually pursuing a lot of the things that I wanted to pursue in life. You know, everybody's going to fail. If your fear is failure, everybody's going to fail at something. Everybody's going to hit a point where they're like, oh my God, that just did not work. You're going to hit that brick wall. But the thing is, if you hit that brick wall, it doesn't mean that there's nothing else that you can do. It doesn't mean that it's impenetrable. You can get through. If you want to keep going, you can keep going. If you sit there long enough and you poke at a brick wall and you push on it and you kick on it and you beat on it, eventually you'll get through that brick wall. They say you can eat an elephant one spoonful at a time. You know? If you just have to know. If you're fearful of failure, don't let that stop you. If you're fearful of inadequacy, if you're fearful that you won't be adequate, that you won't be good enough, get that thought out of your head. You're good enough. I promise you, you are. If I'm good enough, you're good enough. You know, you just have to figure out what it is that you want to be good enough at. And once you figure that out, don't let anything stand in the way of you being good, of you pursuing that dream. I'm telling you, fear is horrible. Horrible. I was watching the movie, and I don't know how many people people have ever really seen this movie, but it's actually a really good movie, and I think it didn't get the publicity that it deserves, kind of because it was a black man trying to teach his black son how to survive in this world. It was called After Earth it was with Will Smith and his son Jaden Smith, you know, and Will was basically, you know, telling his son, because they, you know, they were in a spacecraft. You know, it was like, it's like a futuristic movie. They were in space, and you know, Will Smith was like this super important and reputable. I guess you can call him like a captain of like missions and stuff like that on this spaceship. And his son wanted to be like his dad. Jaden wanted to be like, you know, like his father. And, you know, he went out to be a cadet. And they were out on this mission, you know, a whole bunch of them. And the spaceship crashed. And the only ones that lived, needless to say, was Will Smith and Jaden. And the tail section of the wing had the homing device, to whatever that thing is that you kind of send the signal back to Earth or whatever the ship is to say, hey, we're stranded, come get us. It was in the tail part of the spaceship. And so Jaden was like, I'll go get it, because Will was hurt. He couldn't walk. So while he's out there, you know, he was going through and he's trying to get to this. He was afraid. He was having these fears. And his dad was like, hey, man, fear does not exist. It doesn't. I don't remember the exact quote, and I probably should have looked up, but I didn't know I was going to talk about it. But he said, fear does not exist. You know, if you're afraid of stuff that's not even happening yet, don't let that fear of what it does not exist yet destroy you. And we do it all the time, every single day. People are allowing themselves to let fear keep them in a place in life that they don't want to be. Be it in an abusive relationship, be it in a dead-end job, the fear of not having enough money to pay your bills. That's a very real fear. I agree with that. But how do you know that that's going to be your reality? You know, you're fearing something that you're not even sure is actually going to be your reality. What if you decide, you know what, and you plan it, don't just, you know, wake up one morning and just don't go to work. You know, if you plan it and you can, you know, you take into consideration what it's going to take for you to survive and, you know, and live without this job, and you really are tired of it and you really want your own, you do a little bit of planning. You know, I'm not saying everything has to be perfect before you bounce, but do a little planning to make sure that you understand what all it entails. And say, you know, okay, I can do this. And if that's something that you want to do, then do it. Because the more you wait, the more you sit there and you allow fear to eat at you and say, nah, you're not going to be able to make it. Nah, you're not going to be able to do it. Nah, you ain't, this ain't going to happen or that ain't going to happen. And you'll talk yourself out of everything in life that is worthwhile. Every single thing. I know people that won't travel because they're like, oh man, they, you know, I'm not going overseas because, you know, they be fighting over there and they be. You live in America. You live in America, and it is some heinous shit going on in America. There's a lot of stuff going on in America with racism and mass killings and all kinds of stuff. Why are you so afraid to go anyplace else? Man, you better get out there and enjoy this world. Don't let fear be your greatest nemesis, because it will. Fear will do everything it can to keep you locked down. That's human nature. I was reading, because I wanted to understand how fear works, and I was reading an article about fear, and they were talking about how, you know, in prehistoric times, fear was actually useful, because fear kept you alive. You know, you had to be, if you were hunting for your own food, you know, you had to be fearful of different things to kind of help you stay alert and to stay alive. So you had to be careful. Well, things have changed dramatically, and we don't need those same fearful techniques to keep ourselves alive, but we still have them. They're still a very much a part of our day-to-day life. And so we have to teach ourselves and talk to ourselves and constantly coach ourselves to say, listen, you don't have to be afraid anymore. You don't have to be fearful of something happening to you or not being able to do whatever, because there's some, you know, some safeguards out there that will kind of keep you, you know, keep you in the good. So don't let that fear bind you. Don't let it hold you down, because that is what it will do. I don't want to die and be on my deathbed. I'm going to die, but I don't want to be on my deathbed, let me put it like that, and have regrets. I don't want to be laying on my deathbed and saying, oh, I wish I would have done this, but I was too afraid, or I wish I would have done that. I was too scared. You know, there's a lot of things that I've done in life. One of the biggest things that helped me overcome my fear, quite honestly, when I was two stages in my life that really helped me overcome fear. The first stage was when I was doing electric work. You know, I was an apprentice, you know, and I did my job. I got up and I went to work every day, and I made sure that I was on time, and I did all the things that apprentices were supposed to do. And as I reached the end of my apprenticeship, you know, I had journeyman and wireman say, listen, you know, here's what you need to do the moment you top out, the moment you get to the end of your apprenticeship. Since I worked out of a union hall, they said, this is what you need to do. You need to quit. You need to quit your job. You need to go down to the union hall. You need to sign up. And then you need to go back out for a different contractor. And they taught me that because they wanted me to understand that, hey, you are to be loyal to Local One, because I was a union electrician. Be local to your hall. You know, understand that it's not that scary, because a lot of people were afraid, and there's still a lot of people who've never ever quit. They're still working for the same contractor that they started with. And I did that. So in, I want to say it was May of 1999, when I topped out, I quit. I drug up, and it actually felt good. I was like, man, that wasn't so bad. I went down to the hall, I signed up. The next day, I went right back out to work. It felt good. And so I was like, okay, I can do this. So if I'm in a position where I'm like, okay, I don't particularly care about for this particular job, or, you know, there's some other stuff going on that I want, I learned how to navigate my union hall. The next point in my life that I had to overcome fear was when I walked away from doing electric work altogether for a while and moved to the Virgin Islands. People were like, what are you doing? What? What are you doing that for? What are you going to do for a living? How are you going to do this? And what's going to happen with that? And da, 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 da. And you know that? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is that I want to do. Do they have electricity and running? People ask me some craziest questions. But I was like, yeah, they got electricity and water and roads and streets and newspapers and internet and cable. They got all that stuff. But what are you going to do when you get there? I don't know. But I'm leaving here. And I did. I packed up my life and I moved to the Caribbean. You know? If you're afraid to take chances, if you're afraid to go after the things that you want, if you're afraid to be the person that you are supposed to be, your life will be so less fulfilling. You will be very, very unhappy, because you'll always feel like there's something else that you should be doing. You'll always feel like you could be doing more. You'll always feel like you should be seeing more. And fear will keep you feeling like that for your entire life, and it is not worth it. Every single day, I personally wrestle with fears. We all do. But it's not the fear that keeps you bound. It's your reaction to the fear. It's how you deal with the things that you are afraid of. And if you deal with them in a manner that says, hey, you know what, I can get through this, I can get over this, then you will do just fine. I promise you. All right. So we're going to take a short break. It is the Derek Andre Morning Show. I'm your host, Derek Andre. If you want to give me a call at 646-787-8125, please do so. All right. If you want to talk about how you overcame your fears, or if you're dealing with fears right now, let's talk about it and let's work together and see if we can figure out how to get you beyond that. Because I don't want anybody living in fear, because it's just not worth it. You know, you don't want fear. Caution, you know, yeah, be cautious. You know, be mindful. Do not take proper steps, but don't be in fear. All right, so we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to jump into our BOB report of the day. After the BOB report, we're going to do a little recap on today's topic. And then after that, we're going to call it a day. It'll be 6:30 and you'll be on your way. So don't go anyplace. This is Derek Andre Morning Show. I'm Derek Andre. We'll be right back. All right, y'all, welcome back to the Derek Andre Morning Show. I'm Derek Andre, your host. If you're tuned in and you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 646-787-8125, 646-787-8125. All right, today we're talking about what are you afraid of, and if you have something that you're afraid of, give us a call and let's talk about it. You know, I'm a therapist or a counselor. I'm just a good guy trying to help good people do good things. So, you know, I can't guarantee any results, but I can always encourage you. So give us a call. All right, so it is that time of the show where we do our BOB report. And if you don't know what the BOB report is, that is the Black-Owned Business Report. And we do this every Monday through Friday to try to encourage you to support Black-Owned businesses. And I think that's something that's very necessary. I think a lot of times Black-Owned businesses get overlooked, and there are some very good reputable Black-owned businesses out there, and just because it's owned by somebody of color does not mean that if you're not Black you cannot patronize it. That's a bunch of pucky. All right, so if you want to buy something Black and you want to shop Black, that's fine. We shop other ethnicities every single day and nobody seems to complain about that. All right, so today's BOB, today's Black-owned business, is located in St. Louis, Missouri. And the address is 2203 South 39th Street. The name of the business is Sweet Art. Sweet Art is a bakery and cafe and art gallery in South St. Louis. All right. They have some of the greatest foods. I mean, really, everything is good. You know, I say that about a lot of the places that we talk about that serve food, but I'm not going to tell you it's good if it's not. And they really do. They have all sorts of sweets. They have pies and brownies and bars and cookies and cupcakes and cakes and all kinds of great stuff. They have a breakfast and a brunch menu, all right, and a lunch menu. And one of my favorite things to eat is, oh, what's the name of the sandwich? Hang on, it's a burger. Wait a minute, my brain is working here. Hold on. Let me see if I can think of the name of the doggone. It's a veggie burger. What is it, the sweet burger? Oh, I can't think of the name of the doggone burger. But if you want to know, you need to go find out. All right, you can check them out online too at Sweet Art STL. That's www.sweet www.s. Man, what is wrong with me? My brain, I can feel my brain malfunctioning. SWEETARTSTL.com. All right, check them out online at sweetartstl.com, and you can see for yourself if you got a wedding coming up. Rain Do Wedding, all right? Then it's owned by Rain and Kababi Bayak. Great people there, beautiful couple, wonderful kids. The space is fantastic. They just did a little bit of remodeling. They got a larger kitchen and they opened up the space a little bit more, so you have a little more eating room. And I'm telling you, it's worth a trip. If you live in St. Louis and you've never been to Sweetheart, you need to check them out. All right, and I promise you, you will not, and I mean will not, be disappointed. I'm looking at the site right now, and I'm just looking at some of the different sweets and stuff. And I've had I've had the brownies, I've had the, I don't think I've had the pie, but I've had the cupcakes, I've had cake, I've had cookies, I've had the lunch menu, some of the stuff on the lunch. I'm telling you, you got to go. You got to go. It's worth it. If you're going out on a date with your wife or your girlfriend or your husband or whatever, and you guys are looking for something to grab and you're in that area, I highly recommend Sweetheart. Owned business of the day for the BOB report. Okay, the BOB report is an important part of this show to me. And like I said earlier, it's pretty much my favorite part of the show, because I truly believe that Black-owned businesses need to be patronized more, and I really feel like I have to do my part to get the information out. I don't know if anybody is listening to this show or not, but if there are listeners, you know, I do encourage them to support Black businesses, because we just need it. We need it. We are probably the most underserved sector in, you know, the private sector when it comes to businesses. And I really think the Black-owned businesses need to be shopped, bought at, eaten at, using all the services. You know, it needs to just happen more. Okay. So, all right. Well, we got a couple minutes left in the show. You know, and we were talking about what are you afraid of. And don't be afraid to live the life that you want to live. Plan it, write it down, see it, imagine it, feel it, envision it. Go for it. It's your life. We get one shot at the life that we're living right now. We don't know when that life is going to end. We don't know if this next second is promised. We don't know anything. All we know is this moment that we're in right now. And I really recommend that if something that you want to do with your life, if there's something that has been burning inside you to pursue, if there's places that you want to go, if you know, if you're happy with your current employment situation or how you make your money, if you're happy with all of that, that's fine. But maybe there's some place you want to go. Maybe there's some person that you want to meet. Maybe there's just something that you want to do and fear is standing in your way. Don't let fear stop you. Life is short. It really is. And it is too short to spend it afraid to be who you want to be, go where you want to go, see what you want to see, and do what you want to do. You know, and I really encourage you to get out there and to be a part of this world, to live and just exist. You know, I want you to live and not just exist, because there are people that are merely existing every single day. They get up, they go to work, they do their few hours, and they come home and they go to bed and they start all over again. You know, they're not living. You know, you shouldn't wait till you're retired to live. All right, so when you go out in the world today, be a light, be positive, be encouraging, be uplifting, smile. Even if the person you smile at doesn't smile back, that's okay. You did your part. You know, be encouraging. Put people to do the things that you see that they want to do. You know, be the driving force to happiness. Be happy. When you're happy, it makes other people happy. All right? That's a part of being in this world. All right? This has been the Derek Andre Show. I'm Derek Andre. I hope you tune in tomorrow. All right. Have a great day. I love you. Talk to you later. Peace.